Let's change subjects here shortly. We'll get back to Ravens football in just a little bit, but we'd like to welcome in Gene Wojciechowski, senior national columnist for ESPN.com, and more specifically, author this time of, it's called The Last Great Game, Duke versus Kentucky. And Gene, welcome, and you're making me feel old because I just realized we're talking 20 years ago, right?
Making you feel old. Wow. I covered that game. How do you think I feel?
Absolutely, but where's the time fly by? One of those moments in sports for any of us that were watching, people like you that were there and got to experience firsthand, that you don't forget. And I think we had one this past weekend, this Tim Tebow win over the Steelers, that was one of those ah moments that people will be talking about 20, 40, 50 years from now. But just a little bit, what led you after 19 years to take on this project and write the book?
Well, I guess the no-brainer reason would be it's the 20-year anniversary this March of the greatest college basketball game ever played. And it was easily, and I've been doing this for 25-plus years, the greatest event I've ever covered. And it was a game between two of the absolute, you know, heavyweights in college basketball history, Duke and Kentucky. And there were two heavyweight coaches in Rick Pitino and Mike Krzyzewski, you know, 20 years younger, of course. And we had iconic college players like Jamal Mashburn for Kentucky and Christian Laettner and Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley for Duke. And that 92 season was also memorable because it wasn't just that game, though this book is sort of a love letter to those programs and that game, but also to that season. And we had the Fab Five
that year.
And that's who Duke beat in the national championship game. And you know, I detail that rivalry, and sadly, that rivalry had some significant racial undertones. And then you had the Mike Krzyzewski, Bob Knight, very complex relationship. And when Duke beat Indiana and Knight in the national semifinals, that began a 9-year Cold War between Krzyzewski and Knight. Knight would not talk to Krzyzewski for 9 years after that. And then, of course, you have the game itself in the East.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Regional finals, yeah.
Give us one or two things, because you've been around this game and the people in this game for a long time. Give me one or two things that you learned writing this book, maybe about the game or that season that you didn't know that kind of jumped out at you.
Well, we think of Duke as this you know, happy family, well-oiled basketball machine. But in 1992, it was really a dysfunctional, functional family. And that Christian Laettner terrorized that team, and he terrorized Bobby Hurley. And he was despised at times by his own teammates, even though he loved his teammates.
What do you mean when you say terrorized? In what way?
Oh, well, he would constantly play psychological games with them, and he would constantly test Bobby Hurley specifically and test him in practices and test him during games and walk up to him and you know, use words I can't use on the radio, but say, don't turn the ball over, and then just keep on walking. And he would roll the ball to Hurley instead of passing it to him, just to test him. And during practices, constantly challenge him. In the line at the training table, he would mess with Hurley. He was always messing with Hurley. And he was trying to toughen him up mentally when it would come to the ACC schedule and to the postseason. I mean, Laettner was relentless, and he had his own quest for excellence, and he, by the sheer will of his personality, imposed that will on his teammates and basically said, either follow me or get the hell out of the way. And those guys followed him reluctantly at times, but they did follow him, and he led them to two consecutive national championships.
Talking to Gene Wojciechowski here on the Alpaca Ford Hotline, and in your book, I believe you get into one of the nicknames, which I know you can't say on the air, that his teammates had for him, but was it more of a respect thing than actually a like they didn't, I don't want to say they didn't like him, but kind of that natured around the locker room where they did respect him because he knew he was a good player?
Well, sure, they respected him for the kind of player he was, and they respected his mental toughness, and they respected his ability to make shots under extreme pressure, and we saw one of the iconic shots of all time against Kentucky, but they did not like him at times, and they, you know, again, he imposed his will on them. It wasn't the other way around, And, you know, an example was each year Duke would have sort of these commemorative posters. And after Duke won the national championship in 91, Bobby Hurley came in to sign his signatures on these posters that they would give to fans and boosters. And when he started trying to sign it, he noticed that Leitner had written Leitner's name over Bobby's picture on each poster.
It's messed
and
up.
So Bobby goes to Krzyzewski and said, you know, what the hell? This guy's killing me. And Krzyzewski said, don't you get it? He's challenging you. He thinks that you haven't been taking the offseason seriously. He wants you to work as hard as he does. The next time he does something like this, you walk right up to him and you tell him, if he does it again, I'm going to kick your butt. And he did that. Hurley did that. All 6 foot of them went up to 6 foot 11 Christian Leitner and said, if you ever do something like this again, I'm going to kick your butt. And Leitner said, okay, and walked away. He wanted Hurley to challenge him. And when he did, he'd accomplished his goal.
Hey, Gene, one other quick question about this, because I always find it interesting, along with the Bill Buckner game, Steve Bartman with the, you know, the Cubs and how everything transpired there, and this on a different note, but people always remember this as the championship game in which it was, and you talked about the Fab Five. I always find that intriguing that, you know, fans tend to remember these big games and kind of put it into the big one, the championship game, and it kind of decided it all, but it wasn't. They still had to go on and win the whole thing.
They did have to go on to win the whole thing, and if you remember, Leitner did not play well at all against Indiana and didn't really play that great against Michigan. I mean, how do you do better than perfection? And that's what Leitner did against Kentucky. He made all his field goals, made all of his free throws, and made the shot for the ages. But, yeah, they had to go on and beat Indiana, and they had to go on and beat the Fab Five in that championship game. But to get to the Final Four, they had to get past Kentucky. To have a chance at that dynasty status, they had to beat Rick Pitino, Jamal Mashburn, and the Unforgettables to get there.
And I'm sure you give some love for Grant Hill, because if he doesn't throw that 80-foot strike down the length of the court, there's no shot for Leitner. Was there any story behind that play? Is that something occasionally they'd run at the end of practice or anything?
Well, they had run it a little earlier against Wake Forest in a loss, and it had skipped off Leitner's hands and out of bounds. And so it hadn't worked. So when Krzyzewski called the same play, he looked at Grant and said, Grant, can you make the pass? And Grant said, yeah, I can. And Christian, if he makes the pass, can you make the catch? And Christian said, yeah, if he gets it to me, I'll make the catch. I mean, it sounds like the dialogue from Hoosiers, you know?
right.
But that's what happened. And the first thing that Krzyzewski said when he knelt down in that huddle, he said, we're going to win. And you know, it's just incredible to think that he thought that. But meanwhile, Bobby Hurley's sitting on the bench, and he had checked out. I mean, he's like, I thought we lost. Grant Hill was thinking about where he was going to go for spring break. It wasn't until Krzyzewski sort of got their attention and got them thinking about, we still have 2.1 seconds, that they started to believe. It really was a confluence of 100 little mini miracles that happened like it did.
Fast forward 20 years, how good Syracuse this year?
Well, we're talking about them in historic terms, aren't we? I mean, we're talking about perfection, and that almost never happens. And you know, and then put it in the context of what Syracuse's basketball team has had to deal with this year with that Bernie Fine situation.
Right.
It really is amazing in many ways that they're in this position. You know, honestly, the odds aren't good. Something's going to happen. But right now, they're poised for, you know, the kind of greatness that you just never see in college basketball.
Gene Wojciechowski with us. The book is titled The Last Great Game, Duke versus Kentucky. It's out and available, I guess, Gene, right?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can even go on ESPN.com on the basketball page. And we've got some book excerpts and links to where you can buy it.
Gene, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.